Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast. You've done it. You've already listened. You've heard 1 second of us,
podcast. And thank you for it.
And we thank you for it. You've heard 1 second of a podcast that is supposed to be about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but you're too late. You missed it. We already stopped talking about the JoJo anime, and we are now in stasis, waiting to hear about a new JoJo anime adaptation, if it ever happens. We should do those Rohan live action episodes. Damn, I keep forgetting about those. But besides that Rohan thing that maybe will happen, as we're waiting for JoJo, we're going to watch other anime that are suggested by our listeners, sponsored by our patrons, our Patreon supporters, or anime that we just happen to remember and think, let's take another stab at that. And that's kind of what this week's is. This is us talking about No Wayne, No Ein. This anime does not feature the dog from Cowboy Bebop.
Mm.
No Ein is a 2005 original anime that is on Crunchyroll. So you can watch it and follow along with us. We're going to talk about episodes 1 through 3. This includes episode 2. But before we dive into No Ein, we need to first... You know, I said I wasn't going to do a pun, but I was trying to figure out a... Before we talk about No Ein, we need to first not talk to no one. What I mean is we need to talk to our listeners. No? Okay. That didn't happen. I didn't just do that. Let's take a peek in Correspondence Corner. Correspondence Corner is a metaphorical place where we read things that our listeners have written to us. This includes our email inbox, which is jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com, or in the podcast Discord, the listener-run Discord server for JoJo's Bizarre Podcast. The invitation to join that Discord is in the description of this podcast episode. There's a channel called Correspondence Corner, and you can write messages there. But first, we do have an email. We have an old-school email from Chad. And the subject line is one of the longest I've seen on Gmail. It is, it's easier to not be a jerk to your future self than it is to not have your future self be a jerk to your present self. Aloha, JJB Pod Ohana. I didn't get a chance to watch along, but here are all the JoJo voice connections I could find across No Ein. Haruka's father, Takuya Mayazumi, is voiced by Kenta Miyake, who voiced the TV version of Abdul. Ryoko Uchida, a quantum researcher for the Magic Circle Project, is voiced by Sayaka Ohara, who voiced Ayatsuji, the stand user of Cinderella from Part 4. Kyoji Koriyama, partner of quantum research, Ryoko Uchida, is voiced by Keiji Fujiwara, who voiced literally hot-blooded Part 2 Pillar Man ACDC. Yu's mother, Miyuki Goto, is voiced by Atsuko Tanaka, who voiced Lisa Lisa from Part 2. Leader of the Dragon Knights, Quina, is voiced by Rikiya Koyama, who voiced the lost movie version of Will Zeppeli from Part 1. I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. Mahalo, Chad. P.S. This weekend, I happened to visit one of the other Don Quixotes around here and found that this one not only had a cool human-sized Gundam Epyon from Gundam Wing, but it also had a Turn A Gundam model kit in stock. Turn A Gundam, which is pronounced Turn A Gundam. Who was that guy? They just found some British guy working in like the building next door. Mm-hmm. I think Epion looks... he doesn't look like a... He looks too human. He's like a transformer almost. But it is a nice color scheme, and it's big.
Yeah, I like the bigness.
Yeah. Oh, and also $24 for this Turn A Gundam. That's not bad. Is it That's used? True. It'd be sick if it was really metallic like it is on the cover. There's no way it looks like that. Anyway, thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Let's look in the Discord channel.
Oh, yeah. Two of them.
This correspondence is from Aaron. Hey gang, hope you're all doing well. It's nice to see you fishing up anime you've watched previously. I recently watched Howl's Moving Castle, and I think it's one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen. I've also recently got settled into my new job. It's the first time I've ever worked in an office, so it's taken a bit to get used to. Passed my training, and now I can enjoy things like WFH, which means work from home. Have a good week. Heart emoji. Thank you.
Thanks, Erin.
Hope you have a good week, too.
We saw Howl's Moving Castle.
I don't think I have. We saw Laputa Castle.
That's
in the
right.
Sky. That's a different castle.
We saw Laputa.
I've seen it.
Oh, do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working in an office is like, it's good and bad. Because I feel like I've had office jobs where like some people have my sense of humor and it works. They don't have to have like all my sense of humor, obviously. There can be some overlap.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked in an office job where no one had my sense of humor.
And they put on like country music. And
they put on country music and they played that that Give Me the Beat, Boys, and Free My Soul song.
Oh,
and
I know.
No, that wasn't the one. There was a different one. I think there were two songs that I was like, that song is fucking awful. And Susan was very offended. And then Susan left.
Did not like it.
And there was a Country Friday and they were playing country music. And I was like, does anybody else here like country? And I forget what her name was. But she was like, we just had it on because of Susan. But I don't dislike country. I don't know. I was like, do you guys care if I change it? And they were like, nah. And then I ended Country Friday.
Nice job.
Hooray.
I ended it. And I'm not sorry, Susan.
Susan, if you're listening, write in and recommend us some country music.
No, it wasn't
some
good.
Country anime.
Country radio is a great way to not like country music. There's country music I do like, but none of it is on the radio.
Mark likes that obscure country.
Not really. I don't know. I think even just some old shit. Even if it's popular, some of the old shit is good.
Beyonce has some country songs now.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Too new.
Okay. Offices can be rough. My first office job, I was like, oh my God, I'm an adult, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had to like dress, I had to wear those like suit pants. I had to wear those pants.
When I go into work, I see people in suits and I'm like, dumb.
I had to wear a blouse. I had to get a whole new wardrobe.
That's annoying. They wouldn't let you wear t-shirts?
No, you can't wear a t-shirt. You have to wear like a nice shirt. No, like they let me wear jeans, but I had to wear like a nice shirt.
That's so stupid.
I couldn't go to work in a t-shirt. But also like women don't really wear t-shirts like that.
You could wear... you could.
I mean, I wear t-shirts now because I'm a developer and it doesn't matter. And also I work from home all the time. But like for whatever reason, women aren't allowed to wear t-shirts.
No, if men are allowed to wear t-shirts.
I think the way that men are allowed to wear t-shirts, I don't think we're allowed to wear t-shirts.
Oh, you mean like societally?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah, we're just looked like, we look extra slobby in t-shirts.
Disagree. I disagree.
Not like these aren't my rules. I think these are society's rules.
Well, I disagree with society.
I feel like people won't take me seriously in a t-shirt.
I see.
Because of society.
See,
and I have to play by society's rules. I'm trying to get my bread, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to make money.
I just want to make it known that sorry society, but I like to listen to a woman talk to decide if I'll respect her. Men, of course, I respect inherently. No. No, I actually decide if I respect you based on what's on your t-shirt.
There you go.
If it's a cool thing, then I respect you. If not, we're neutral.
What about if you're topless?
That takes a lot of guts. So I respect that.
I'm going to start recording this podcast topless.
Oh, my God.
See if the listeners respond to that.
They'll just hear like me sounding like nauseated, nervous, angry.
Nauseated. I'll be oblivious to it. I never see Miles.
That's true. You can't see him.
I'm wearing a t-shirt right now.
You'd hear it though, Jackie. You'd hear it.
Did you know they moved?
Who?
Miles and M, they moved.
Oh, where are you at now?
I'm kidding. They're in the same exact fucking spot.
Oh, okay.
What?
The world's shortest lie. Miles, do you want to read the next message in Correspondence Corner?
Was there anything in here that we should address besides office culture shit?
Aaron told us to have a good week. Should we do that?
Yes. Okay. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm kind of stressed.
That's up to God.
Mm.
Okay, this next correspondence is from Eli. And Eli says, "Hey, JJB Pod, I'm new to the pod and was wondering how familiar you are all to the studio Kyoto Animation. Some of their most popular anime include A Silent Voice, which we did an episode on, Violent Evergarden, Clannad, Hayuka, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid was an episode, Love, Chunibyo, and Other Delusions, Nichijou was an episode, K-On!. The reason I ask is one of their most popular shows, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, was made by the studio and broadcast out of chronological order. Apparently made for a very...
New listener doesn't know.
Things are either unique or they're not unique, and just don't use the word in general. It doesn't mean anything. Made for a bleh viewing experience. If you were to watch Haruhi, would you rather watch it in chronological order or broadcast order? Are there any other shows you know of that did something like this? Anyway, thanks for the great podcast to listen to on walks and drives, Eli." You're welcome, Eli. And
I do want to say,
go ahead.
It could be this person's name is Ellie.
I don't think so. That is spelled like Eli.
But Ellie Schmelly sounds better than Eli Schmeli.
You're right about that.
I'm just saying.
There's no way of knowing unless...
No way of knowing.
They tell us.
I think Eli Schmeli sounds good too, though. It's like you're being very dismissive of your own name.
I guess so. Well, you introduce yourself that way. I'm Mark Schmark to people.
Oh, I did enough stalking to figure out that it's short for Elijah.
How did you do that?
Just now. They have a link in their profile.
Okay. Do we not want to say that?
I don't know. Probably not.
Say that you stalked them?
No, that's fine. But I think it's pronounced Eli is the important part that you can keep.
Okay, I see what you're talking about, and I agree, Jackie.
Okay.
This is Eli.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Mark, you were wrong.
And you, when you spell, if you want your name to be Ellie, you spell it with two L's.
No.
You know, like L, like the French.
All right, you Goyim bastards. It could be short for Eliezer, all right? It could
not,
be
though.
Ellie.
Eliezer.
It could be.
Just Spanish for the same thing, but that's one of my cousin's names.
Yeah, I see. I see what it is. All right, listen.
I've seen Melancholy.
So have we.
We were just talking about after we watched Noen, I was like, we should do Haruhi. So maybe we'll do it.
I've thought about getting a friend that I've tried to get on the pod a few times. It just hasn't worked out scheduling wise. But I think he has actually watched it in chronological order in addition to watching
it. Airing order.
The weird airing order. Yeah, because it was like a big phenomenon. And then watching it, like what I remember, which is not a ton, is just that like...
It doesn't make sense.
I couldn't quite make sense of it, but I get that everyone thinks Haruhi is cute or they like the other girl.
The bunny
the
girls.
The Mikuru or whatever. The bunny girls are cute and stuff. And there's some scene where one of the boys says "Ya me toka" to the other boy, like "Don't even think about it." That was a big meme. But yeah, I don't know. Am I doubtful? I don't know. But I would be surprised if watching it in chronological order would make me be like, "Wow, there's a whole show here that I missed." But I'd like to give it a shot.
I think we should watch it in chronological order if we do it.
Yeah,
that might just be easier for our little dumb brains, you know.
Eli linked a visual guide on Imgur. And looking at it kind of hurts my head. Because I don't think I saw any of the 2009 episodes, like the second season of Haruhi. So it's...
Yeah, I'm not sure I finished it.
It's interesting that the chronological order means that all of season two is in the middle of things, I think. Yeah. Life Alive, the day of. Yeah, that's crazy. But I would do it.
So let's do it. Let's make it the next one that's not a Patreon pick.
And when they broadcast the second season, they did it this way, where they actually aired all of season one in order, and they injected the season two stuff in the middle. Okay, so that makes sense to watch it that way. That's super
fun, though.
So
that order is also canon.
I hope it doesn't feel like a big waste of time if we were to watch more than three episodes. But it is cool that that happened that way. But I do think it also turned a lot of people off. So whoopsies. I also know about Kyoto Animation because there was that arson incident where a bunch of people got killed. And I think they may have lost some episode stuff too, some archival stuff. But yeah, a lot of people died at KyoAni. It's very fucked up. Yeah, he accused the studio of ripping him off or plagiarizing him. All very fun stuff to talk about on a podcast that's not about crime. So shut up, Mark.
Crime. Death.
I'm interested in... wait, is K-On? No, we did not watch K-On. We watched the other music one.
K-On sounds familiar.
I think
it's popular. I don't know.
What's the band one where she just has anxiety?
Bocchi.
Bocchi the Rock. We've seen some of that, but I really like the ending song from K-On, even though I've never seen it. Yeah. And I've never seen Shunibyo, but I confuse it with Nichijou a lot. And I suspect that maybe that's why your bullet points are next to each other. When you wrote Chunibyo, you were like, Nichijo. Again, if you want us to read your message wrong and out of order and stuff, you can put it in the Correspondence Corner channel of the JoJo's Bizarre Podcast Discord server. Or email us at jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com.
It's also, if you email us, then it's a surprise to everyone. No one will know what you wrote.
That's true.
If you put it in the chat, then everyone else knows, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay.
No. I want to get more emails.
You want more private thoughts?
Yes. Send me your shower thoughts.
Yeah, send us the messages that you're like, this might be stupid. You could just email it to us, and then we could just send you a reply back off pod that's like, this is stupid. And no one will know, and we won't judge you that hard. All right,
we've done that eight times today.
Just today we got a lot of dumb emails, folks. I want to tell you real quick that we have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/jjbpod, you can support this show for as little as $1 a month. That gets you access to the Patreon feed, which sometimes has deleted audio that is missing from the main podcast feed because it was too off topic. But maybe you really love our voices. For $3 a month, you get access to the Patreon feed, and we will also thank you out loud from the heart. We'll mean it, which we're going to do in a second, because our Patreon is also where you can go give us $15 one time. You don't have to keep a subscription going. And we will watch 3 episodes of an anime of your choosing. And we've done plenty of podcast episodes. Plenty. About animes that other people made us watch legally. It was okay to do that. Let's say some thank yous.
So thank you, Gen X Anime Dad.
Josh.
Colin.
Clit Rocket.
Shungun.
Hentai Homie.
I love JoJo Uwu.
Daniel.
Dalton.
Soliloquy.
Kasun.
Lord Zendar.
Jumbo.
Katie.
Bloof.
Aura.
Kenny.
Mirror Man.
The Stand User, formerly known as Austin.
Tim.
Martin.
Aquosus.
Christian.
And Chad.
Chad. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Patreon.com/JJBpod is how you help us. Please help us.
Please help us help you.
They never say you're welcome.
You guys do not have to say you're welcome. You don't have to do that. All right. No, Wayne. What does it mean? Where does the name come from? I don't know. I really don't. But in researching the show a little bit, I accidentally learned the overall plot, which in episodes 1, 2, and 3, we don't really know.
I'm not 100% sure I remember.
Okay.
What the plot is.
Oh, you've seen this?
Yes, I believe I've seen all of it because it's just the one season.
It's a self-contained story. It is 24 episodes that came out in fall 2005. It is not an adaptation. This is an original anime. And I don't think it gives significant, like, I think when an original anime is like, I don't know, there's something that's different about original anime versus adapted ones. It's either the fandom's attitude toward it. Certainly you don't have people being like, but you got to read the manga. But I feel like I'm trying to think if there's like telltale signs of an original anime versus an adapted one. I feel like old heads need to write in and tell me if I'm on to something, if that's a real thing. But anyway, it's a self-contained story and it is directed by, it didn't say if he like came up with the concept, but it's his project, Kazuki Akane, who is famous for directing Vision of Escaflowne. Anybody see Escaflowne?
No.
It was big in, it was like 2000, I think. It was a 2000 anime. I don't remember if it was mech or not, but I think its opening song was good. And its title sort of reminded me of Evangelion, but I missed it somehow. When this anime came out, the most popular anime on myanimelist.net from that same season is Mushishi. This is contemporary with Mushishi. Also Akagi, an anime we will probably get to because Jackie and I became Ricci Mahjong fiends. Blood Plus and Rosen Maiden Treumand. And I looked at I Wikipedia thankfully confirmed that this anime is set in a real place in Japan because they kept showing these big cityscapes. I don't know if you guys were suspecting this was a real place.
No, but
I thought it was very charming looking.
It is charming looking, and also I googled the name of a ship or something, but it wasn't the ship, it was the city, which is Hakodate in Hokkaido, so it's in the very northern.
I'd love to go on a Hakodate there.
Is that your brain trying to say hot date?
Yeah.
Hakodate. Hakodate. It's in Hokkaido. It's probably wonderful. My first note is that the video quality is low on Crunchyroll. No one did an HD remaster of this fucking show.
Get on it, Crunchyroll. I think this was originally a Funimation, so maybe they haven't bothered with their new catalog.
Maybe. I don't know if
it's
that.
These are all like the redheaded stepchildren of Crunchyroll now.
I don't know if Crunchy did the remasters, though. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's like one of the Blu-ray companies picks it up and does it. And if it's not popular enough, then that just doesn't fucking happen. Or if they can't get the rights to do a physical release, then they don't expect anyone to pay for it.
Where's the Criterion collection of anime?
I think Right Stuff just got bought, so that might be over with. I think G-Kids does some pretty good shit, I think. There's a few that are like good and they focus on good shit or like more obscure shit that people should see and they care about quality. My first note that I'll get out of the way before we get into story beats is that this is not the anime noir. My brain kept telling me any minute now there were going to be two women with guns. And I was like, Jackie liked this show, so it's probably about gay women. And this show continued to not have women who were into each other or had weapons. It turns out that it just shares a few letters with other short-named N anime noir that I probably saw in FYE or Sam Goody or something once. And it turns out this show is not that at all. How does this show start, Jackie?
How does it start?
It starts with an insane battle.
It starts with a giant Ouroboros.
Yes.
And it looks like the world is being destroyed or something. And there are people with powers or something. And there's like a face monster. It's crazy.
Yeah, it felt almost like an 80s or 90s like OVA. to me, like the level of strange sci-fi transformations and stuff that I do think are really cool. I feel like this show is half really cool, and then the kids, I'm like, move on with the kids. I'm like, I don't care about these kids. They just say each other's names a lot, and they do the same thing over and over. I'm like, what's up with these fucking trans-dimensional...
Oh, I liked the kids.
Some of the stuff is realistic.
Like,
we'll get
boy,
into it.
Boy, he's depressed.
I liked him and hated
him. I liked the kids. You're right that the spacey stuff was neat, but I just didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. I've seen all of it, but I don't remember anything. I mean, I remember a little bit. I remember, this is what I remember. I guess these are spoilers, so skip ahead a little bit. I think everybody's powers are like quantum physics related, and there's like a whole thing about like time spaces, which is like multiverses, basically.
Yeah.
So like they're from a different multiverse.
Like, not a multiverse.
It's not a multiverse. It's a time space in 2005.
They say dimension.
Anime.
I think they say it's there's a different dimension.
It is, but it's also related to like in quantum physics, how you like things can be in multiple. I don't know. There's like a whole thing with quantum.
Oh,
physics.
I just thought multiverse was like a thing Marvel invented.
They may have, but there's also like there's a quantum physics thing related to that.
Okay.
How like the same thing could be in multiple places at once.
Yes.
And other stuff. I don't remember. But
the spinning coin is both heads and tails at the same time.
Yeah. And so it's like
the cat is alive and dead.
From that, it's like, well, there are like there are dimensions. There's time spaces where any of those like choices, any of those paths that break off, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of having one thing, it's the other thing. And yeah, they're also like back in time a little, or yeah, back in time, forward in time.
Yeah, I was shaking my head because so reading just a little bit about it on Wikipedia, like the first two lines about it, it does explain more than what's happening in these first three episodes, but they did use, in one of these episodes, they use the phrase Shangri-La.
Yes.
Do you guys know what Shangri-La is? I thought I did, and I didn't.
Isn't it an Irish hell?
No.
Okay.
I'm curious to know what you're thinking of.
Maybe I'm thinking of Tiernanog.
I do not know nearly enough Gaelic.
It's Eastern, right? It's not Western.
It is. It is Eastern.
It's not like heaven or
something? It's a heavenly place.
It is a heavenly place, yes. I thought this was like a afterlife concept in like an Eastern religion. It is a fictional place that is set in Tibetan mountains, in the Kunlun Mountains, according to Wikipedia here. It's described in a 1933 novel called Lost Horizon by the English author James Hilton. Because he went to like a museum and read a bunch of stuff about the Himalayas or something. And then he just imagined this place that it's like, life there is so beautiful and wonderful that the people there live hundreds of years longer than regular humans. And they're not aging very much. And then this Wikipedia article goes on to be like, oh, but it's probably related to real beliefs, but that's bullshit. This is just some European guy
some
read
English
a thing.
Dude, yeah.
He just read a thing and then made a la-di-da name and whatever.
Okay, so it's just made up.
But it does refer to an important story kind of thing in this. It's kind of like where some of the characters we see are from. But apparently the frame story, the kids and all that stuff, that is 15 years in the future, which...
Well, the kids are in the past.
No, they're not, though.
Oh, they're in the future.
Apparently, the kids are in... I guess, technically, they're in 2020, which to us is now the past.
So they are about to get COVID.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't... It's not trans-dimensional attacks they have to worry about. It's just the sniffles.
Well... More than just the sniffles, Mark.
Oh, I think that's all that ever happened with that COVID thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Mark's dumb. By the way, I was on the A train yesterday, and there was a guy who was like writing down descriptions of everyone's clothing on the train. And I was like, okay, this is like a guy who's got like a learning disability or something, or he just has a mental health crisis, but it's like not, it's not a big deal. It's okay. I can sit next to him. No big deal. And it was no big deal. But towards the end, I happened to not be hearing my podcast because we were delayed. You know, those fucking trains just sit in the tunnel mm-hmm. with no internet forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how a great war was coming and he was going to go up north and have someone disable the GPS in his phone. And he was talking to this random guy that he befriended. And he was like, because you and me, like, we're on like level 30 or 40. We know what's happening. He's like, everyone else around us here, they're on like level 8 or 9 or something. And I felt like turning and being like, I'm okay with 8 or 9, by the way. You could have said like 1 or -5, yeah. But 8 or 9. And then he also said that 400,000 kids are kidnapped every year and taken to Area 51 for cloning. And
cool.
It was cool. It was interesting. There's a lot of things in there. And I didn't say anything, which is a sign of maturity.
Yes. The correct move.
Anyway, I think this guy would have said some of the stuff that is true about the show had I stayed and listened long enough. I think story beats from this show would have come up.
No way.
I don't know. I mean, just hearing him describe that stuff is now how we sound describing the show, or what I read about the show anyway. What happens in the story, Jack?
What happens in the story? So there's some like crazy shit in another dimension. Oh, fuck. Here it is. There's some crazy shit. And I thought I lost all my notes. And there it's, you know, it's 2005 3D. So you see the 3D animation that looks dated.
Oh shit. You're
what? You okay? Hello?
I think you're right about, yes, the kids are in present day.
Okay.
But the other dimensions are 15 years in the future. That doesn't make right. any fucking sense to me, but okay.
It makes sense to me because he was like, you're me, like I'm you. You know, to the boy.
But they have such different technology and shit.
Well, it's a different dimension too, Mark.
Then what does it matter that they're in the future if it's a different dimension?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
The kids in class are talking about a homeless ghost because there's somebody walking around with a black cape that is like freaking people out, and they're like, he's just a homeless ghost. Let's go.
By the way, this is a window protagonist.
A window? Which one? The boy? The boy or
protagonist who sits by the window? The girl.
The girl, Haruka. So there's
the guy sits in the middle in the back. You could sit in the back too if you're in an anime.
Haruka is the girl. She's cute. Her friend Yu.
Yu
is a kid in class. I don't know. Yeah, he sits in the back. By the door, I guess.
He does psycho shit, like take a pen knife and use it on his fingernail.
He was cutting his nails with a razor.
I don't like that. He's cutting it with razors that they only have in Japan. Those box cutters or pen knives.
Also, it's disgusting to cut your nails in class.
Mm.
I think if you get rid of the debris, it's okay.
What's disgusting? Yes. What's disgusting about it?
It's still just a gross thing. It'd be like, I don't know, like if I was shaving in the middle of class.
Because it's like a you grooming know, like activity?
Yeah, you're dropping pieces of your body in the classroom.
Okay. I guess I don't trust kids to clean up everything.
I bite my nails everywhere I go, and I leave the nail.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Everywhere I go.
You should not leave the nails. That's
bad. What I do. What do you, how do you feel about filing your nails in class? Is that also disgusting?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's less so because like, I don't want to find, like I guess like, it grinds it into
yeah,
dust.
Yeah, you get little nail, you get nail dust. Yeah, but it looks like regular dust.
Yeah, and I like to snort up the nail dust.
What about, what else can you do?
You like to lay it out on a piece of cocaine and snort the nail dust.
Okay, so no shaving. Yes. What are other grooming activities? Can you brush your teeth in class? Is that gross?
Where would you spit it out?
That's did you guys know? I don't know why I did this, but in college, once or twice, I'd like run out of toothpaste, and I'd go to the CVS and I'd buy toothpaste, and I would brush my teeth while walking back to my dorm, just like
that's
in public.
So weird.
Just in public, brushing my teeth.
That is weird.
I don't know why I did it. I guess I was obsessed with saving time.
Yeah, maybe you were just like, my teeth are so dirty.
I think it's fine. The problem is when it comes to spitting, it's like, don't do that in public. Come on.
Anyway, Haruka tries to go up to her friend Yu, and she's like, hey, man, you've been weird. And he's like, you forgot, didn't you? Because he's mad at her because they were supposed to run away together, like run away from home and become runaways. And I guess she hasn't run away with him yet. So he thinks that she's not going to do it because she has a good life and stuff and her family loves her.
But she later seems to clarify that it's like she said that she would run away if he did, but he thought that she was saying like, yeah, let's run away tomorrow.
It's like that. Anyway, his life sucks. He has to go to cram school for the whole... So it's like, it's the first day of summer vacation, like summer break. And he has to, his life sucks as like a middle schooler or whatever, because he's in cram school. And so he has to study and like cram all summer long. And his mom is mean and strict.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like his friends and she doesn't like him hanging out with his friends. And she thinks that they're a bad influence and stuff, even though they're just kids.
She's technically right, however, in this case.
Why? They're going ghost hunting.
They're going ghost hunting in a cemetery.
That's all fine.
Those
What's
are
wrong
people's
with that?
Relatives buried there.
There's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And transdimensional aliens show up.
That part, but nobody knew that was going to happen.
I knew.
Right. Well, like when you're in an anime, you don't know that you're in an anime, you know?
Can I say real fast that I feel like all of the kids, because just like thinking about, you know, you're in an anime, I wonder if Yu notices that his eyes are rectangles and Haruka's eyes are not rectangles. They're like, they all have very distinctly shaped eyes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't decide if I liked the art in the show or not. Mm. I feel like it has like a very striking depiction of the other dimensions. The fight scenes are like awesome. Some of the animation in the fights is awesome, but then they use 3D that is like super low budget.
Mm-hmm.
Super low budget.
She lives in a house made of pixels.
I think it might have looked good at the time though.
I don't know. That I think like The Sims 1 looked better.
That is not true, I think.
The 3D?
Do you remember The Sims 1? It was all just boxes.
I remember that sweet piano riff when you're making the house. That's what I remember.
Give me some of that piano riff, Mark.
I can't. It's just like, I can't. Oh, so I don't know how it goes. I just know, I know the vibe. And if I heard it, I'd be like, that's the one.
Okay, we'll have it play us out.
Yeah, I could do that. And this back half of the podcast will be in Simlish, where I'll go, Tirma, oh, umavia.
That was great. What does that mean?
I don't know.
So Haruka asked him to run away to Tokyo, and he's mad that she hasn't done it yet or whatever. He's depressed, and he's like, I'm never going to leave this town. And she's like, oh, you will when you're an adult. And he's like, I can't wait to be an adult because then I can do what I want. And yeah. I guess he doesn't have to listen to his mom anymore, who's mean. And then things go all like holographic and stuff. You called it
polychrome.
Polychrome.
Yeah, because with stupid Balatro, your cards can have a polychrome finish where there's like a big color splash. And that's what it looked like someone did to this anime.
Yeah, everything is like red and blue and stuff. And yeah, like all of a sudden, like things change color. She has like an Ouroboros choker around her neck, like it's like a snake eating its tail.
That's called?
I said Ouroboros.
No, okay. Well, I thought you were about to say it's called the Dragon's Torque.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's, well, they keep saying that she's the Dragon's Torque, though. I think she's the Dragon's Torque.
Well, okay.
The Dragon Torque.
Apparently, a torque is what that is. A torque is a neck ring.
It's a choker. Oh, a neck ring.
It's a metal ring that goes around your neck as a torque.
Mm, that seems uncomfortable, I think.
Some cultures do it and it stretches out your neck and you look cool.
Mm, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
She sees blue snow. There's like fucking, I don't know.
Little blue flakes falling down.
And things are weird. It looks like another weird dimension. And then there's Karasu. He's there. He starts walking towards her. He is a cool looking dude. His name means Raven,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He's got like white hair. He's got a black cape. He's very cool. He's very mysterious. He's walking towards her, or she's walking towards him. He calls her Dragon Torque. He starts to kind of reach out to her, and like something repels him because he can't get too close. Then, you know, so that happens. That was weird. but whatever. Then later some guy approaches her, and her and her friend are talking about how like, oh yeah, there's a ghost, a homeless person or whatever, a homeless ghost. And then a guy approaches them, and they were like, it's a pervert. And they run away. And then, but Haruka's like, no, he's fine. But he ends up being like the guy that's like going around with a girl doing ghost hunting or something. I don't know what they're doing.
They're spying. Yeah, I think they know about this dimensional shit. Yeah. I don't know how much they know, but they seem to be monitoring the town for signs of dimensional breach or interference or something.
So the kids go ghost hunting in a cemetery, but Yu's mom picks him up because he skipped out on cram school. And so she goes and looks for him, and she's like, see, I knew these kids were a bad influence on you. Like, go, you know, I'm taking you back to school or whatever. She sees the blue snow again. They start to see something scary, and it looks like they think it's a ghost. I forget what the thing is.
Is this where they see the...
Something is flying towards them.
Oh, I was thinking of, are you talking about when they see one of the guys, one of the divers with the cables from the other dimension, and he gets like, he like teleports into a gravestone and his hand fell off?
Maybe, but then Karasu is like following her. I think it's Karasu. And then she's like running. She realizes that it's following her. So then she starts running away from like the, instead of following her friends, she goes a different way. And then Yu jumps out of his mom's car. Remember, Yu jumps out of his mom's car.
Yeah. Cause she's scolding him and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, just stop the car. Just stop it.
Yeah, and so he jumps out, and he goes, and he sees that she's in trouble. So he goes to protect her, and he has his razor, and he jumps in front of her. And Karasu is like, ah, I get it. This dimension must be, you can't possibly save the girl. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, I am you. Get it? Haha, I'm you.
I don't think he knows about that pun, but yeah.
Like, haha, I'm you. No, but like, really, I'm you. And that's it. That's episode one. What'd you think, Miles? Did you like the twist at the end?
Stupid kids running into a graveyard. It's like a horror movie.
I used to play in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Because I lived right next door to one, and that was the best place to, because it's very hilly. So it was the best place to sled down on a garbage can lid.
Yeah. Jackie's censoring herself from the truth where she slid down on a gravestone.
I've never slid down on a gravestone.
You just yank it out of the ground. Sorry, someone's grandpa.
It's fine.
Yeah, what he says in Japanese is like, what Karasu says to you is he says something like, for you, it's impossible. He's like pointing at him and basically being like, it's impossible. So I think this,
like, you can't save that girl.
It's like that, but it's also like, you can't fight me. It could mean like you have no ability to do anything. Like, it's very vague what he says.
Oh, but then why does he, in the subtitle, it says like, you can't save her or whatever.
Because I think they felt like they had to interpret what he was saying specifically. But I did think he was like, the first time I heard it, I was like, why is he so mad about it? And then listening to it, I was like, oh, he says like, omae wa murida or something, which is like, you are impossible, something like that. He's sort of vaguely saying,
you're like, useless or something.
Yeah.
Muda, 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 muda.
Something kind of like that. Yeah. Kind of like, no.
Muda, muda.
It's very general. And so I'm wondering if Yu is making his own interpretation. Like, what the fuck you mean I can't do something? What do you think is impossible? I could do anything. I'm a young boy and I'm pissed.
But he also thinks that he's a piece of shit, though, because he's depressed. So I think, like, he's like, I don't want anyone else telling me who I am, you know?
Yeah. I noticed that in this last place they're in, they have like fake Western names on the gravestones. And I wrote down, I was like, is this a real thing? There's a name written on a gravestone that's Mike Medith. It's just all one word, M-I-K-E-M-D-I-T-H. I don't know. I was confused by the way these guys teleport into the new, like our dimension, because like it seems like they're like dropping down from some great height and they have like a cable that's attached to their backs, like a big blue line. These dumbasses don't know about wireless yet. But then the one guy...
It's a magical line.
It is some kind of future magic bullshit. But then one guy gets like... It looks like he almost teleported into a gravestone because his hand is like separated from his body and shit. And he dies because his like line breaks or something and then a bunch of blood comes out of him. Although he doesn't die, right? They show him later.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he's up in the sky later. Not in the sky, in the other dimension that I'm at. But yeah, I thought this was intriguing, and definitely for the first fight, I wished it was in better quality because it was a little confusing, but I could tell that there was some cool shit happening. Episode two. Oh, wait, also, sorry. The opening and ending music didn't really do anything for me. I don't know about you guys.
It was fine.
The ending had the soft...
It sounded like Dido at first.
Well, that would have been awesome. Dido wrote some bangers.
Yeah, true.
I thought it was sub-Dido.
It changed from Dido into something else.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of, because I feel like maybe it was the OP, maybe it was the ED. I was like, wow, this is about to be really good, and then it just bored me. It, like, didn't hit a key change or something.
It became like a regular OP, yeah.
Yeah, and the ED is the traditional sleepy-ass gentle emotion. That's not that good.
It's like, all right, time to sleep. We saw the anime.
Yeah.
Good night.
That's why I took 3 naps while I was watching.
You got a nap.
Anime.
Yeah, you got a nap after. Episode 2 picks up where it left off. The Dragon Torque is a. He's like, oh, I didn't realize the Dragon Torque was a human. Atori is a green-haired, kind of freaky-looking dude.
Atori is Japanese for Finch. All of these.
I feel like he could be a JoJo character. He could be a JoJo villain.
All of these guys are named after birds.
Isn't Tori just bird?
No, but this is Atori.
So what's Atori? Is it just like a bird? Okay, it's a finch.
Maybe a finch is like the default bird.
Finch is like the basicest ass bird.
It's the Pidgey of birds.
It is. It's the most basic bird.
I think
bird.
Sparrows, like house sparrows, because they're just fucking everywhere where
is
we
live.
Is
there a difference between a sparrow and a finch?
There's an immense difference.
Finch. I'm looking at a picture of a
finch.
What
is it? Is it the dick?
What?
Oh, how cute little finches. Oh,
I think finches can be cute and their patterns can be interesting, but sparrows, at least the ones we have around here in Jersey.
You're right. Sparrows are the basic.
House sparrows are just like bleh. See them
are you
everywhere.
Big into birds?
I'm fairly into birds.
I can't do it.
I can't say I'm big into birds, but if you get like an app and you have like a zoom lens or anything and you can identify the birds, and if you get a bird feeder especially, you can see some cool ass birds.
My friend is into bird watching and he's making a video game. He's going to release it on Steam about bird watching.
I thought he did release it.
No, it's on Steam, but it's you can't buy it yet.
I'll wishlist it if that helps him.
Okay. I don't remember what it's called, but I'll share it with you later. It's already on my
listeners. If you have a Steam game you need wishlisted, just send it our way.
Yeah.
Unless it's like Dick Punching 9000, I'll buy it.
I will wishlist Dick Punching 9000.
Yeah, as I said it, I was like, no, you know what? I want to see that game. There's no way it costs more than $5.
I want the special controller that's shaped like a dick.
Now we got something going here. Forget about this podcast. Let's make a game.
All right.
Costs $99. Sorry. So Atori is the asshole of the show so far, right? This guy.
Yeah.
The real cloaca of the show.
They fight us. They start a fight.
They're Atori like, and Karasu.
Yeah, they got a fight.
Why is he such an asshole? He's their coworker.
Yeah.
He's like, I found her first. He's like, I found the Dragon Torque first.
Well, he wants the Dragon Torque, but he wants to take it back by like destroying her or something. He does not care about her safety. He just wants to like drag her back to the other dimension, and he doesn't care if she dies. And we don't exactly know how Karasu is going to be different, but he just seems to want to be gentle about it. And he's just like, we can't kill her yet. He says something like that. Karasu says to Atori, we can't do that yet. It seems like he's trying to postpone harming the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one thing about the show that I was also like, come on, is there supposed to be elementary school kids? That they're, well, I guess they're 12 because they're trying to get into the best middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, come on, 12-year-olds aren't this.
They're trying to get into the best high schools then.
No, I think they're trying to get into middle school.
Oh, when does middle school?
Because it's like junior high in Japan, right?
Yeah, but then again, I guess sixth grade.
Because Japanese high school is only 3 years.
High school is only 3 years, yeah. So I guess if middle school is also only 3 years, then it would be 9, 8, and 7. So I guess that works.
It doesn't matter.
I think they're sixth graders, basically.
Anyway, they fight. They flip around in the sky. They do all kinds of action moves.
Atori's power is weird as hell to me. Like, is it his brain? Or it's like he has a brain-like organ on his back that unfolds like spider legs. And that makes like a cool circle pattern behind him. And then this somehow conducts electricity and he shoots electricity bolts. And listeners, this is what I mean by it's like an 80s or 90s OVA where just like crazy transformations and powers are happening at exciting speed. And you could just tell this was like a super fun thing to design the different attacks and shit.
I wasn't really paying attention
to that. Just watch Vampire Hunter every week.
Vampire Hunter's good. I do, like, considering we've been on a kick, like, of just one of us picks an anime, I've been thinking about picking an OVA that we could watch, like, Cyber City 80808 or Bubblegum Crisis or one of those classics that people bring up, and maybe it'll be like that. Maybe it'll be really fucking cool. Maybe we'll do that next week. Anyway, sorry, Jackie, I keep interrupting you.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, yeah, so whatever, that is resolved, because I guess Karasu wins that fight. Or they leave or something, right? They leave.
They end up in a stalemate. I think that they fight like twice in the show, and both times I think the other team is like, where are they? The fucking dimensional connection is collapsed. We're on landlines and mom picked up the phone. We have to get out of here before the internet dies.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So it's back to the kids talking about stuff. And she's like, I'll run away from home with you. No, I'll totally do it. And then they do run away from home and they're sleeping on the steps of their, of like this lookout point, this like touristy point.
It's maybe Mount Hakodate. Cause you have to take a cable car to get up to it, but it's not like a ski resort. Like, I think it's just, you go up there and you get a beautiful view of the city of Hakodate.
That's nice.
So it's just like a mountain vista.
And some weird time shit happens because they see like a kid and stuff. And then later at night, they see like all, it's like ghosts of people again. It's like kind of the,
like the after image.
Yeah.
The echo of people that were at the place.
Yeah. Also, Yu's mad at Karasu for saying he can't do anything. And her choker keeps like appearing, the torque. The dragon torque keeps like appearing and
they use the animation of it dissipating off her neck like three times, maybe four times in the show. And it was cool animation, but I was like, all right, that's enough. It's enough, guys.
She hears a voice telling them that the past and future has not separated them or something. You must find the one who will become an absolute observer.
Yeah.
I don't know who's telling her all
what
that.
The fuck does that mean?
It's a job I want to apply for.
I think it's related to the quantum physics stuff because when there's an observer, then shit has to pick up.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, the observer in some ways sets the state by interpreting what they see as one outcome. And I want to apply for that job because I would like to just watch shit and be like, "That's what it is."
Mm.
The cat's alive. Heads.
Yeah. Then they see a giant Ouroboros, like, in their world.
Yeah.
And that's episode 2. I don't know. I didn't write anything more about that. I may have missed stuff. I don't know.
You know who I like?
Which guy?
That kid who keeps putting his arm around you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That kid. He's like really short hair.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Why? How come you never put your arm around me, Mark?
We live states apart.
Okay, that's true.
I don't know. You're visiting soonish. I guess I could do it, technically.
No, don't do it.
Okay, good. I think in episode two, I'm reading my notes now.
The kids are fun, all the kids. You know, we keep talking about you and Haruka, but all the friends are fun too. I really like...
all the friends are fun!
The girl with the light hair, I forget her name. Is it Ai? Ai, I like her a lot.
Oh, I like her and you maybe likes her.
Ooh. And then there's the girl with like the pigtails. Who's a little cutie, and the guy friends. I think that they all, like, because, you know, we see the future people. I think they're all the future people, but as kids.
Maybe. We know one of them is, but I don't know about the rest.
I think they are.
I
don't remember, though.
My notes about this episode are that I don't like that Karasu carves crows. That's too on the nose. I think if your name is a crow or raven, you should carve something different. Because they show him in his, like, little cot.
Well, I think this is a chosen name, because if he's you, then I think he just is like, you, the depressed kid, just grows up to be like, I think ravens are cool.
Yeah, but the other ones are named after like egret and stuff. I don't know. I feel like when you name yourself after birds, you go after like the predators. You know what I mean? And you're like, I'm a hawk. I'm an eagle, falcon.
Yeah. Ravens are cool as hell. I would name myself after
But the other ones aren't picking fucking egret and finch. I think some dickhead who likes birds just named them all himself.
Mm-mm. What's an egret?
I think it's big.
I don't know. Okay. I think they all just picked a bird that they liked.
I liked that when Yu goes to run away, he goes to his family's garage and he has a whole like go bag, a whole get the fuck out kit, just like in a cooler. It's one of those backpacks that has like a sleeping bag rolled up underneath. Like he really is about that running away shit. He wasn't just gonna like throw a bunch of stuff in like a bindle. Like he was ready to go and he went. But I also wrote that he's annoying because it is a shame. Like this is like a realistic thing you don't see in a lot of anime where it's a kid who's just pushed to go to like extra school stuff. And I feel like we all knew kids like that growing up.
I didn't.
You didn't know kids who were just like always going to what? I knew someone who went to the fucking local like expensive school where you go like 3 extra hours a day. And it just sounded like fucking torture.
Kumon?
No, not Kumon. I'm saying like they went to like a different high school that I don't want to say the name of, but yeah. And it just sounded like fucking hell.
I didn't know anybody.
To go to school for extra time a day and shit. Anyway, I don't know.
It does sound like hell though.
I knew kids like that growing up and it does sound shitty. And so I understand his attitude to a degree. But
I would hate it. Imagine not having a summer vacation.
But Jackie, he keeps being like, first of all, depending, he goes at night, okay, for like, what, a few hours? It's not that I had to go to camp every fucking summer.
But then he has to keep studying.
Yeah, that is stupid.
It's so boring. Camp, you can like play and stuff.
All right. Well, the thing is, every time someone tries to connect with him, he's like, no, you don't get it. Shut up. My life sucks. And I was like, you know, these other kids are probably going through stuff too. And you're dumb because you're a kid and you don't get that. But it's still annoying to watch. Mm. I was like, how about you just fucking try and connect with people? Huh?
I just watch the show and I'm just like, this is, whoever's writing this is like trying to talk to their former. It just feels like I need a way to like process my childhood is what somebody on the writing team is doing.
I think. Maybe
somebody's just like, okay, I need my future self to be cool and my past self to be lame, and I'm trying to process my fucked up childhood and maybe project a little something aspirational maybe with Karasu, or just have like my future self like beating some sense into my dumb younger self.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. What is episode 3? The title, the only episode title I wrote, which is Hunted.
I don't think I took great notes for this one.
Is this just the one where they're going up the, they're trying to escape up the cable car to go back to the, Or are they trying to go down the cable car?
They kind of fight.
They're trying to go down.
They fight with the Atori again. And he detects that the kid is Karasu. I wrote down that he turns into a Starmie.
Yeah, his like back tentacles open up and he has a star in a circle. He's kind of a Starmie, yeah.
And what else? I wrote this kid, Yu, that he has a big Shinji energy.
He kind of does. I kept wanting him to use his little fucking razor to cut Atori's wire. Like, just go for his fucking wire, bro. Like, the rest of it, yeah, that's scary and daunting. But while he's talking, just...
This kid doesn't play video games. He's not looking for, like, a weak
everyone
point.
Knows to cut the wire. And this kid is absolutely playing video games, by the way. Oh, yeah, I guess his mom probably
doesn't. Have time.
His mom doesn't let him. You know what I wrote down that I think is really true? I wrote, how about you cram school it up your ass, mom? You guys feel me?
God damn it.
I think that's true.
You tell him, Mark.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
How come they didn't shriek when that scary guy landed on top of the lift?
Yeah, they were...
I would have shrieked.
They were surprisingly...
I would have said, ah!
Oh, if you made it sound, Discord filtered it. I thought you just opened your mouth like a fucking whale shark. Basically, their lives are in peril as like...
There is the car, the train car that they're trapped in.
The cable car is like going to fall.
And Karasu is like, stop being a pussy or whatever he says.
Well,
to
no, because
he's like, don't be so weak. Don't give up already.
But the context is they're going to fall, I think, because Atori severs it. But then Karasu gets above them and uses his like black goo power to hold them up in the air. So like he's using his whole body to hold the kids in the cable car while he's being shot with electricity by Atori, the psycho Finch fucking crescent moon hair bitch. And in the cable car, the kids are like, I'm fucking scared. I can't do anything. He's right. I can't do anything. And Karasu, who is his future other dimension self, is like, you're a fucking coward pussy, which is ridiculous. Maybe in his dimension, it's different, but he's a fucking 12-year-old kid. He should be scared. He should be pissing his pants and getting away with it, because anyone should piss their pants when they're going to fall in a cable car onto a mountain forest. Which eventually does happen. I'm assuming it wasn't that high up, but it didn't look very low to the ground. The cable car hits the fucking ground after he manages to re-catch them a few times. But
I think it gets slowed down by something.
Okay. And his head does bleed. He has head blood coming out. But then, like, his mom never knows that that all happened. When he comes back home, she's such an asshole to him, too. She's like, I'm ashamed to be your mother. Whatever. I was like, come on, man. Like, you can be mad at him, but like, what are you talking about? Shame.
Bad momming, IMO.
It's not about you. It's about him. Just say you were really worried and blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe admit you could not pressure him too much. Maybe.
What's her deal?
What'd you say?
What's her deal?
I don't know. Maybe there's like a different dimension of her that's like, you're a pussy mom and you don't push him hard enough. You know, that's what this show is going to be. It's everyone's got their own demons, and their demon is them from a different dimension with more technology who's mean to you.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's it. Do you guys want me to tell you what I read is like a general frame for this story?
Sure.
Okay.
It's basically there's two futuristic-y dimensions named, one is named Lacrima and one is named Shangri-La. And they're both different possible dimensions 15 years in the future. And one wants to destroy all space and time, and the other does not want that.
So which is which?
I think Shangri-La wants to destroy everything, and Lacrima could be us in the future.
Mm.
Oh. But I don't think we've seen Lacrima. I think it's just been mentioned. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Wait, I'm scrolling? No, Shangri-La wants us destroyed. Lacrima is the one that has Karasu and Atori. Atori shouldn't be in this dimension, though. He's a dickhead.
Damn. You want him out the whole dimension?
Yeah. He should know there's a whole other dimension that just wants to blow shit up.
Mm, that's true. He should go to the bad one.
Anyway.
Anyway, that's the show.
That's knowing. I would check out a little bit more of it if there were any strong desire to do so.
I would keep watching it. I don't
know.
I think I liked it.
I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
I could go either way.
We'll talk about it.
Miles doesn't care.
It did also make me want to take advantage of our free time to just watch like a crazy late 80s OVA that we haven't covered.
Right. Well, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. But I would be open to going back to this. Because 24 episodes is a lot-ish, but the fact that Wikipedia says it is a completely self-contained, complete story.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, now we're talking.
And people like it.
I don't know.
It's not like super influential or anything like that, but people like it.
Also, I've never heard of the animation studio called Satellite. I don't know. They did... Oh, Noane was like one of their first ones. Wow. They did Fairy Tail. They did Macross Delta. Something called Caligula.
Oh, yeah.
Sakugan. Do I know any of these fucking things? Some AKB48 bullshit. Sorry. That was dismissive. A different Macross. Yeah. Let me see. Was it founded by this guy? Oh, they did all the Aquarions? Okay. No, they didn't do Legend of Aquarion, but anyway. I give this show 2 out of 3 dimensions.
I also give it 2 out of 3 dimensions.
I give it 3 out of 2 dimensions.
Whoa. This is a show and a half. All right, folks, if you want to tell us what you thought of Noane, or if you'll never watch Noane, or another show that you might think we would like.
Tell us what your future self...
your future alternate dimension self.
What mean things your future alternate dimension self would call you.
Oh, yeah. You can do any of those communicative things by emailing us, jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com, by tweeting at us. We are @JJBpod on Twitter or X, which is 2 different dimensions of the same thing. You can hit us up on Discord. The way to join the JoJo's Bizarre Podcast Discord is by following the link in the description of this podcast episode. Next week, we will either be watching one thing or another, but until we upload the podcast, we could technically be watching both at the same time.
True.
Was that clever? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a clever boy.
Also, patreon.com/JJBpod to throw money at us. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.